Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's turn our attentions first to Innuendo Bingo. On 5 Live Sports Extra, where they've been doing it a lot today on the cricket.
Scott Stiers has got a ball back in his hands.
Also, we've got Jonathan Agnew on the cricket, who is a veteran by now.
He's a regular on this,
isn't he? Regular on Innuendo Bingo.
Nice to see you, John. I haven't known who's coming in my box next. During the course of the morning, good to see you, though.
He never fails to disappoint, does he, Jonathan?
I think he's number one. He's my favourite.
Nice to see you, John. I haven't known who's coming in my box next.
And not to be outdone by Jamie Oliver, Nigella's been at it. Do you find her strangely attractive?
Not strangely attractive, just very attractive.
A lot of boys think she's really hot.
Oh, yeah, you would.
What? Why is that?
Just her breasts, mainly, I think.
Right, okay.
You ass.
Okay, then. Just her breasts, really.
You've actually blushed. You've got bright red.
I didn't expect you to go, it's actually her breasts. Anyway, she's been on Nigella Express last night on BBC Two. Gentlemen, listen to this.
Oh, it just smells like holidays doing this. The juice. And I always like a bit of impaling. And I always like a bit of impaling.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
So I went to the cinema last night, which I hardly ever do, you know. And I went to see The Bourne Ultimatum last night with Matt Damon.
Right, and was he nice? Did he look after you?
No, he was in the film, you spanner. But what a good film.
Really?
Really good. I recommend it.
Excellent.
I think it'll be big.
What did he particularly like?
He gets a thumbs up from me.
Right. Is that what you'd have on the poster?
Yeah.
It gets a thumbs up from me,
Scott Mills, Radio 1.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You should do the DVD clinic.
I should. Well, they tried to make me do the DVD clinic on Edith's show a while ago, and my task was to watch Will Smith, Pursuit of Happiness, but I haven't got around to it yet. And that was about 4 months ago
that
now.
That looks like it would make me cry, that film.
Yeah. Anyway, so I went to see Bourne Ultimatum with Matt Damon. And on the way out of the cinema, my friend who I went with had someone come up to him, two girls, and they said to kind of both of us, do you mind if we have a photo? Now, big-headedly, I thought that they were talking to me, but they weren't. It wasn't me at all. They gave me their phone to take a picture of them, two of them, draped with their arms around my mate. And then they were like, thanks, bye. And I was, what the hell is going on there? And he says that often he gets mistaken for, wait for it, Anthony Hutton, the winner of Big Brother 2 years ago. Do you remember Anthony?
Yes.
Remember?
Is he from Newcastle?
Yeah, that's it. Mm. The one that had to fend off, the one that did all the disco dancing stuff.
Yeah,
Didn't he do a disco dancing DVD or something?
Yeah.
He was like
and he had to fend off the attentions of that Craig all the time, do you remember?
It's like a little hairy Geordie, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's him. But my mate says that he gets mistaken for him all the time, to the point where sometimes people go, "Oi, Anthony!" and shout abuse in the street. Now, it would be brilliant if people think you're someone famous. It would be great if they did mistake you for Matt Damon. But imagine being mistaken for the winner of Big Brother 2 years ago. That's not much fun, is it?
At least he got spotted.
Exactly. Scott Mills, Radio 1. Right, it's nearly 4:45 on the way home, hopefully nearly, on Tuesday. Black Eyed Peas, our established 67 come from the twang coming up, and Armin van Helden. Now, yesterday, we received one of our favourite flirt divert messages for quite some time, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Hello, I see your number in Voids. Could I say domesticistic paintball? We've got 16 of us that want to do it. Your price seems a fair price, because it's a bit out of the ordinary, and we understand your insurance won't cover it, because we're just being flip-flops and a mask. But yeah, if you can call us back, 01-1. Name's Glenn. Cheers, bye.
Well, I looked this up on the internet, which is probably not advisable at work.
How did you look this up?
I put in sadomasochistic paintball.
Did
but
you?
Nothing came up at all.
Did you Google that on your own history?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I did it on your PC, actually.
Oh, we normally do it on Laura's.
I see your number in Vibes for the sadomasochistic paintball.
So, let me just get this right. Let me get my head around this.
We've got 16 of us that want to do it.
So they're naked, apart from flip-flops and a mask, is what he was saying. Now, to me, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun. That doesn't sound like a fun evening out.
No, nor to me.
But he's got 16 mates that all want to have a go.
We understand your insurance won't cover it because we're just being flip-flops and a mask.
I've never heard of that before, sadomasochistic paintball.
Neither had I.
But it's obviously more popular than we think.
Yes.
So earlier, we tried to call the guy because he did leave his number. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, he wasn't answering his phone. I would love to get this bloke on air. But we did leave him a nice message, didn't we?
Yes.
Well, you did, on his answer phone. Here it is.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571. The person you're calling is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, hello, yes. My name's Jeremy Pink. I'm calling from Hurt Me Baby One More Time. We're the paintball people. You left a message for us. Ow! Ah! Oh. I'm just returning your call base. I'm sorry about this. I'm just in the middle of a game at the moment that we're laying on for, well, I shouldn't really tell you, I suppose, but for the This Morning people. Philip Schofield takes it very seriously. In fact, he is just naked at the moment, except for his flip-flops and a mask. There he goes now. I tell you what, Fern Britton as well, she's a sight for sore eyes. Although the good thing about doing it with the This Morning people is you can't miss that Alison Bird who used to be on Big Brother. Anyhow, if you'd... If you'd like to give me a call back, 0777-774-914, and we'll try and sort it out for you. Philip, give it to me one more time. Oh, that's better. Return my call, please.
So we'll let you know if he calls back.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Good news, Chopper.
What?
We've been nominated for an award.
Right.
That doesn't happen very often.
No.
So bask in the glory and enjoy it.
Okay, what is it?
Well, we don't win them very often, do we? Because we're not that good. No. But it's the Loaded Laughter Award.
Oh, right, okay.
Now, we won this in 2005, and we just kind of been deteriorating and get less and less funny ever since then.
Well, no. Look on it that we were available in 2005, and maybe we weren't available last year.
No, we were really available last year.
We
went. Do you remember?
No, I didn't go last year.
Well, okay. Well, the rest of the team did.
Oh, right. Thanks.
Now, we're nominated in the radio category.
That's a relief.
And it's us, Moyles, who won it last year, and some other people on other stations.
Okay.
I don't know who. I think it's like the Morning Crew with Steve, Bob and Barbara.
Right.
Getting you up with a giggle and today's best music.
They're the outsiders, presumably.
I don't know. I reckon the Morning Crew could grab it this year.
Really?
Well, we don't ever win anything, do we?
No.
And, I mean, what happens normally with this one is it's not like a proper award ceremony. You turn up, they go, here you are, here's your award. And then you just drink for the rest of the day. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it was.
It doesn't go on for 12 hours like normal ceremonies. Well, it does, but not the.
It was
not
very,
the actual ceremony.
It
the
was very civilised, wasn't it? Last time,
yeah.
With no audience.
Yeah, no one. So we didn't win. Moyles won it last year, but then he didn't go. Do you remember? And we did because we were eager like that, and we were going to bring back his award for him, but then brought back Charlotte Church's instead. And then we broke it.
Right, yeah.
I don't really know what the outcome of that was in the end. So I think you can vote for us somehow. And here is Chopper to tell you how you can vote for us in the Loaded Laughter Awards this year.
Is that where you... Right, you go to www.loaded.co.uk. And if you do that, then you go to the homepage, which has Girls With Their Wabs Out, and then you have to click on the Laughters thing. Or if you do loaded.co.uk/laughters, you miss out the Girls With The Wabs and go straight to the Laughters bit.
And how are we spelling Laughters?
Oh, sorry. L-A-F... T-A-S.
I don't want anyone to get confused and maybe not vote.
Spell it wrongly. L-A-F-T-A-S.
Now, please, please vote for us. I can't really give you a good enough reason why you should, but it'd just be nice for me. And, yeah.
Do you think you're sounding slightly desperate at the moment?
Maybe.
You're kind of
care.
Pleading.
I'm not pleading.
Okay.
You'd know if I was pleading.
All right. That right. comes later.
That's next week. Please! Please do it. Maybe if I don't win this year, maybe I could do a bit of a Kanye at the MTV Awards when he didn't win, do you remember?
MTV! Tell him what the I said! Five nominations! Lost the Black Eyed Peas last year, man! I'm never coming to MTV!
This will be me.
Y'all find Britney! Get Britney!
I doubt I'll lose to the Black Eyed Peas, though, will I?
No, they're not in the category.
No.
Man, that's 2 years in a row, man! Get off this goddamn, man! Give a chance, man! Give a black man a chance! I'm trying hard, man! I got the number one.
You won't say that, but
I'm not black, man.
I'll give a chance, man! They don't want to black in that position, man!
Hey, you see, you don't want that when you're on your ass.
I don't. No, I don't want you on my ass. No.
So, please, if you could vote, that's enough pleading now, I think. But thanks. If you do, then that would be really nice of you. Thank you.
Scott Mills, Radio 1.
It's 5:14.
Well, if that doesn't convince you to vote, I don't know what will.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hiya, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Miko from Glasgow.
How can I help?
Oh, just I was listening on the radio and I tuned in. I heard a chap saying they got mistaken for Wayne Rooney.
Yeah.
Well, I was just letting you know, it was just while I was working one night for my nightclub doing promotions, I got mistaken for Matt Willis. And I got hoarded by a bunch of screaming girls asking for autographs and photos.
So they think you look like Matt Willis?
Yes, Matt Willis from Busted.
Formerly Busted and winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
That's a bad job.
Did you do autographs?
I did indeed. I had to get my own autograph.
You saw it through. You saw it through to the end.
Yep.
And you had like loads of girls around you.
Yes, I did indeed. I actually quite loved it.
And has it happened since?
It's happened a few times, yeah. I get it quite a lot. It's either Matt Willis or Anthony from Big Brother I get.
Yeah, the Anthony thing's not as good. But Matt Willis, that's all right, isn't it?
Yes, it's not too bad. I'm apparently all across Bebo on some girl's Bebo page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's fine. That one is okay. But imagine, we were just talking about this. Imagine if you looked just like a murderer or something. That wouldn't be as good.
No, it wouldn't. No. That's a good point.
If some infamous, horrible murderer came on TV, and obviously they'd be on TV all the time because they're an infamous, horrible murderer.
Yeah.
You know the kind of people I mean. And you're watching it, and suddenly you realise, the horrible realisation creeps in, oh my God, they look just like me. Mm. My life is now ruined. Imagine if you looked a bit like Harold Shipman, for example.
Well, you'd shave your beard off.
Well, you'd still look like Harold Shipman. Not that I'm imagining many of our listeners look like Harold
Shipman. No, because you'd shave your beard off.
Well, you'd still a bit look like him, wouldn't you?
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
5:23 with Scott on the way home. P. Diddy and Hoosiers coming next. And I'll try and get some Gwen Stefani on for you. Now, I have to be careful what I'm saying here because this is well dodgy ground when we talk about cabin crew, because a lot of them listen. I know that you're not called trolley dollies.
But you have called them waiters in the sky.
I have done that before and I regret that now.
Just all did you say glorified waiters as well? You might have said that.
I can't remember.
Hmm.
Anywho. Now, most cabin crew, and I don't like to generalise, but a lot of them anyway, are like, hiya, aren't they?
No, not in my experience, no.
What's your experience?
Most of them are middle-aged women, I find.
It depends. Right, we've had this before. It depends what airline you go on.
I know it does, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I find.
American Airlines, it's all OAPs and cardigans, which I quite like. And then some of them, they're really fit. And then others, hiya. Anyway, there's a certain airline called EasyJet, and they have the poshest bloke ever in their cabin crew fleet. Now, the one that doesn't speak, this is how we know this, came back recently off his holidays from Marseille to London Gatwick.
Uh-huh.
And instead of a, "Aye, we're going to take off soon, fasten your seatbelts, good luck, everybody," he had a kind of, "Hello,
will be taking off soon, so please jolly well fasten your seatbelts.
And we have tracked him down. Everyone on the aircraft couldn't quite work out whether he was that posh or putting it on. Hello, Ralph.
Hello, Scott. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Good to speak to you.
And good to speak to you as well.
Now, are you actually that posh or are you putting it on? Because you could
be... Am I that posh? I don't know. Am I that posh? I don't think I'm that posh, actually. But it seems to be everyone else does.
Right, you could be putting this on right now.
Oh, I find it very hard to put on the accents, actually.
Okay. Do you refer to yourself as Ralph or Rafe?
It depends what kind of circle of friends I'm in. On EasyJet, it's normally Ralph.
Yeah.
But when I'm doing my friends from the rugby club, whatever, then it's Rafe.
Right, so you change your name to your circle of friends.
You've got it, exactly.
So sometimes you're Rafe and sometimes you're Ralph.
Exactly.
And you find Ralph you find that Ralph works better for you on EasyJet, do you?
I do, yeah. Okay. I mean, sometimes occasionally on Nice, I'll actually call myself Rafe.
Okay. Do you know what? I don't understand.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Rafe, and I'm your senior purser today.
Senior what?
Purser.
Senior purser.
All right.
It's senior cabin crew member, really. But
yeah, I know what a purser is. I just couldn't understand you.
Now, a lot of our listeners obviously been on their holidays over the summer, and they've been on your airline, and they've heard you, and they're like, "Is he for real?" Now, could you give us like some kind of introduction? What would you say over the speaker before you take off? Just give us your spiel.
Very quick one. Okay. Go. So, ladies and gentlemen, very good morning, and welcome aboard this your EasyJet flight from London Gatwick to Nice. My name is Ralph, and it's my pleasure to be your senior purser on today's flight. Joining me in the cabin, I have a marvellous crew. Down here at the front is John. In the centre is Tricia. And looking after you at the rear is Gemma. We are all here to make your journey safe and comfortable, so if there's anything you do need, please just ask. As the doors now close, please ensure that your mobile phone is switched off. For your safety, all mobile phones must be switched off the duration of flight. However, any device in the flight safe mode should have this feature enabled now.
I'm not sure whether you're for real or not.
Well, there you go. Just to let you know, Scott, I actually used to be... Have you ever heard of Waterloo Station?
Waterloo Station?
London Waterloo.
I've heard of that, yes.
That used to be my job going back, many years ago. I used to be the announcer at Waterloo. And the best place I ever worked, actually, was not the best anymore, because I don't work there anymore. It was a four-letter supermarket... And I think your chappy Comedy Dave, is it? His father-in-law was actually my boss.
Wow.
But he always used to say, you used to let him get my voice as well, because he said, "Oh, working for Asda, you shouldn't be speaking like that at all."
It's
the four-letter supermarket.
Out of all of that, I understood Comedy Dave.
Seriously.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Maybe we should try and play him the posh noise and see if he understands it.
Go for it.
We've got this thing, okay, where one of our listeners was so posh that we couldn't understand anything that she was saying.
Oh dear.
So if I play that to you now, right?
Yeah.
See if you can decipher any of this, yeah?
Okay.
Anything you say somehow?
Well, no, it's not really okay at all.
Oh no.
Well, bars. I was in a bar, so on the little ledge. Juggle. Oh my god.
It was funny. I do want to have avocado or.
Oh my, washed by what?
Exactly.
Like, said. What kind of person does that?
Yeah, so that was the posh noise.
Something was really funny, and there was also something about taking the dog back as well, but I think she's even posh than I am.
See, that's just noise to everyone else.
Yeah.
It's like those sounds that only Alsatians can hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good speech to you, Rafe, Ralph.
Well, nice to speak to you, Scott.
I don't think he's for real. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.